There's a modality I watch a lot with people, which is I call it the here-there modality. Yeah. So let's say I'm in my little one-bedroom apartment, and everything's pretty cool. I'm enjoying myself and sitting back. I'm reading a magazine. They have a nice full-color printout of a couch. It looks really nice. I look at the couch and go, man, that's a really nice couch. Then I look around my room and I realize I don't have a couch. I'm couchless here. And my mind starts getting irritable. It says, Jesus.
I need that couch.
I need a couch. God, and then damn. I start going over what friends have couches and why haven't they told me how good it is to have a couch. Then my mind starts fantasizing. You know, I'll probably lay down with my wife and have my first kid conceived on that couch. So now everything was just okay. Now it's unbearable, this moment that my mind views as couchless. So the couch becomes a there. Yeah. So I'm going to go work for that there. It's going to be much better than here.
Right.
Because here
anything
is obviously couchless.
Yeah, right.
So now I'm working really hard to get there. And I finally arrive. They're delivering it to my apartment. I'm so excited. And they pull in the couch. They put the couch down. And I like it. I lay down for five minutes. Yeah. And then my mind says, you need a new rug to match the couch. So here I was.
But you did get 5 minutes.
I got 5 minutes, and that's what keeps the horse going with the carrot. So the here, which every here until I get there is invalidated. Mm-hmm. You have to see this by head. The head is invalidating it. You're not entertaining the possibility of this moment because you've already made a judgment that it's couchless, and so let's move on. So now every moment you're in the traveling to the there, you're not actually being here for all intents and purposes. Mm-hmm. Then you arrive there, and what happens when you arrive there? It turns into a here, and then a new there.
A new there starts.
And then if you watch this whole progression of here, there, and time, most of the time you're in the space you're called the invalidated here. Right. And every once in a while you get to that mythical there. Can you imagine that, slavery?
Yeah.
Jeez Christ.
At its core in that, though, at its core, there's a resistance of what's here. There's a desire not to look at what's here, maybe, or a fear of looking at what's here. Maybe it's a fear of seeing, of knowing what's back here in that infinity, or maybe it's a fear of pain or whatever it is that they might find here. But that pushing forward motion is all a denial of the present moment.
Exactly. Like a lot of times people will say, I got to get out of this moment.
Yeah.
But they're not actually in the moment.
Right.
They're in a conceptual moment.
Mm-hmm.
See, most people have a theater, like a porno theater up here called What's Not Happening. Yeah? It's amazing.
You got a porno theater.
It's like a little porno theater. Paul's either being done by Dallas or doing Dallas, whatever. So there's this theater called What's Not Happening. And in What's Not Happening, anything can happen. Anything can happen in What's Not Happening.
Right.
You can be totally healthy right now, but in What's Happening, you have cancer.
I'm miserable, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so people are addicted to that.
Yeah.
Not you. See, that's the beauty of it. You're not, but the mind that you're identified as is.
Yeah.
And so it's in that porno thing watching the Paul in What's Not Happening. So let's say you're on a Saturday afternoon and you're in a safe place here. Yeah. But in the theater of What's Not Happening, next Friday's happening and you're going to be getting fired. And the diagnosis is going to come back. You have cancer. Yeah. So all this stuff. So in What's Not Happening, this mythical Friday's overriding the Saturday.
Right.
And the poor body, the poor apparatus doesn't know any better. It's just responding to the head enchilada up there.
Yeah.
And so it's flipping out.
Yeah.
It's coiled up. Yeah. It's getting ready for another punch.
Yeah.
It's shut down. It's breathing quickly. Mm-hmm. Its nerves are all jangled and its mind's racing to try to figure out, how can I get away from this Friday when it's actually not even happening? And so there's something that is happening called What's Happening.
Yeah.
And What's Happening has one simple quality What's Not Happening doesn't have, which is it's happening. That's it. The other one has massive quantity of what's not happening.
What's
anything
not.
Can not be
massive
happening.
Quantities of doesn't exist.
That's right. But only one thing's happening.
There's
but
only one thing that exists.
This is the antidote. This is the antidote to all of that what's not happening.
Yeah. The one
so
thing
at
that
least
is happening.
You can actually start acknowledging your conscious contact.
Mm-hmm.
You're meeting this place through five or six doors, just acknowledge that maybe, and maybe that would be a prescription to start. Just recognize this, and then see what movie's running in that porno theater. Yeah, it's right. Literally, and then... Yeah.
Turn around, be here, and take a look at what's going on
This
here.
Will override that any mm-hmm. day, any mm-hmm. moment, any time, because mm-hmm. this isn't happening. That's the only... That's mm-hmm. how you can beat it, in a sense, because mm-hmm. it doesn't have the quality of reality mm-hmm. even here.
Right.
It's made up.
Right.
Yeah, and you're playing God, but if you try to sell... your Friday to someone else, they're in like last Wednesday. They're in their own porno theater. So everyone's got their own little show going on.
So no one's hearing anybody.
That's right.
No
That's
one's right. here. No
That's
one's
right.
Here. It looks like we're here, but we're not here.
That's right. You yeah. want someone to really understand how yeah. next Friday's going to be for you, but they're busy with 2004. Yeah. No, no. It's insane, eh?
We're everywhere's but here.
That's right. That's
great.
But the fact is, you are here.
Yeah.
See, it cannot... erase the fact, yeah, the mind.
The only place
All
you
can
ever
do
were.
Is disguise it right. and distract you right. and then get you involved in right. things to have time pass, but right. it cannot erase this. And right. that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's its saving quality,
yeah.
is its reality.
So maybe the happiness that everybody's looking for, the only place it ever could be, is the only place there is, and that's right here.
Exactly.
Right
I mean,
now.
Yeah.
So let's forget about going anywhere else, and let's just sit here and see what we got.
Exactly. And by being here, you'll in time, you'll be going somewhere else sometimes, but
yeah.
you'll be here doing it.
Yeah. yeah.
Whatever
it.
Here that is. Yes.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll
yeah.
see it.
You won't get, that here there thing is dangerous. I have a lot of people, you know, they're banking a lot on arrival. When
I
finally arrive, when I finally make it,
yeah.
then everything's
yeah,
going to translate and I'm going to be happy.
That's the enlightenment trap, too.
Yeah, it's yeah. really, oh, yeah, yeah forget that. Yeah.